All right, KXFM continues our series of interviews today. In fact, I believe this is our last conversation with Annie Wareham, one of my best friends and the artistic director over at Laguna Playhouse. Annie, are you hanging in there?
We're hanging in there, Tyler. It's good to be with you virtually. It's since we can't do it in person.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, are you and the family all good? Is everybody in isolation for the most part?
Well, yeah, we're sort of at the moment we're very spread out in the theater, working at least 10 feet apart from one another. Those of us that are here, and my daughter is hunkered down in New York City in her apartment. They've been at this for a week longer than we have,
yeah.
So they're a little more stir crazy than we are, but we're hanging in there.
So tell us firstly what shows you had to cancel.
Well, we did shut down Barefoot in the Park a week early. A week and 2 days. We closed the show last Friday night. We were supposed to close it this coming Sunday. We had a joyous last performance. Plenty of people came out, and it was a nice way to send off that group of people. And it was nice to spend some time in the theater with other people, as spread out as we could be, enjoying Barefoot in the Park.
Yeah.
We had just sent a notice out to ticket holders for Hershey Felder. We had switched to Monsieur Chopin for his April slot from the Rachmaninoff piece, and we are now rescheduling that for the week of October 14th, so that will happen. It just won't happen in April, as it looks like this will continue on through that month, and we'll play it safe. And as you know, things change hourly, so beyond that, you want to call me next week, I'll probably have more news for you.
Yeah.
Want to call me tomorrow, I'll probably have something different to say.
Unfortunately, I mean, who knows what this summer is going to look like? I mean, the outlook must be so grimly devastating for you guys right now.
It's really devastating. It's devastating for all of us, but it's certainly devastating for the arts. It's hard enough to keep a nonprofit arts institution afloat. And we're about to head into our 100th anniversary season, which is a time we expected to and still expect to be very full-bodied and joyous. So we really are looking to Legally Blonde to brighten up everyone's summer in Laguna, and absolutely plan at this time to move forward with that.
When is that supposed to start?
With our 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
The first performance of Legally Blonde is, I believe, the 22nd of July.
Okay.
So we have a little time after the 4th of July to get the show in. You know, the work that we do in the theater doesn't happen the day before a show opens. It's a very long timeline, and all of the work for next season has already begun and needs to continue. So we'll continue to work and push our 100th anniversary season out and forward.
So have you considered, you know, if this does go on, or even if it does last only a couple months, have you considered, are there ways to still engage with your clientele virtually or digitally somehow?
Yeah, there are a lot of theaters across. I mean, we're fortunate that we're part of the League of Resident Theaters, and resident theaters throughout the country are finding ways to keep connectivity going virtually. And so there was a call about that this morning. We're all looking at ways to share content and working with the unions, and hopefully we'll be able to show some of the work on our website or through some sort of a link that ticket buyers can use. So, that's one thing we are, is creative. So, and as an industry, we are. So, I got to tell you, Tyler, this theater is 100 years old in October. It's been through, when this theater began in someone's living room and then in the theater on Forest, it was at the end of the Spanish influenza.
Yeah.
You know, that was, 1918. They were still coming out of that in 1920 when the Playhouse opened. And then the Great Depression came and the Playhouse persevered. And World War II came and the Playhouse itself was, you know, a beacon for our troops and housing them in Laguna Beach. And, you know, we've made it through a lot. And we plan on making it through another 100 years. So we'll do our best to stay strong.
Well, that's some damn good perspective to remember that it's been this hard and way harder, you know, in decades past, for sure.
Yeah. A lot has happened in 100 years, and this Playhouse has prevailed. So I hope everyone takes heart. And I can tell you the most important thing people can do right now is do what they can to support the Playhouse. The basic level of support comes from ticket sales. So if you bought tickets for Hershey, and Chopin, your tickets will be honored in October. If it turns out we end up having to cancel more shows, we hope that people will look to donating the cost of that ticket back to the Playhouse so it can be used. If you're a subscriber, it's important to resubscribe. That's the basic thing our supporters can do, is to renew your subscriptions. Those just went out. If you aren't a subscriber, become a subscriber, because that's the front line of how you keep a nonprofit arts organization open.
Yeah. And then what about more immediately, if somebody just wants to, you know, make a flat donation right now or something, they could do that through your website, right?
You bet. Yeah, you bet. And, reach out to any of us. You know, I'm going to give you my email. It's awareham, W-A-R-E-H-A-M, at lagunaplayhouse.com. If anybody wants to reach out, honestly, for any reason, I'm here to answer those emails. And hopefully, you know, you and I will keep talking as we go through this, and that things will get over the hump and things will get better.
Yeah. I mean, I feel you, being a nonprofit arts organization as well. And we've already had a couple people asked to suspend their membership just because they want to save every penny they can right now. And, you know, there's nothing I can say to that except I understand. But if you have the capability of continuing,
if you can
still support the arts, you're pretty much the beacon. Like, if you're somebody who can do that, there's not a lot of people who can. So we need you more than ever right now. If you're somebody with disposable, saved up, non-stock market money, you know, maybe you've got some gold in a safe somewhere. That's what we need right now. So
yeah, exactly. And it's the most, look, none of us will judge or can judge what anybody needs to do for themselves and their family. You have to do what you need to do. But if you have the capacity and you have the capability, that is what will ensure that we keep the doors open or get them back open.
Can't wait to go back into that lobby and have a vodka soda and watch some plays.
Have a beverage and watch. I mean, really, it's going to be so joyous when we're all back together. And I do believe we will be back together. And I am not canceling or suspending my membership with KXSM.
Oh, thank you, Annie. And trust me, I know you don't give to a lot of nonprofits, and I'm really, really grateful.
You know, it's when you work for one, it's hard to be the patron of many.
But, that's true.
But you guys are really important to me, and you are, and Monica is, and so I just appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Thanks,
and
Annie.
And Radioland.
Yeah, we're trying. We did a whole series of interviews today of some pretty crucial conversations with police and doctors and Cox Communications and others. So I think we got a lot of information out there, and we will, of course, continue to do that. And as I mentioned earlier, all of those will be available by podcast. We have a whole webpage. If you click the top of our homepage, there's a link there that takes you to Coronavirus Central, if you will, where all of our content is going to be dumped there for this. So
great. That's wonderful. Well, thank you for your service to this town, Tyler. It's so crucial at this time.
Well, thank you, Annie. I appreciate you saying that. And I hope you guys all hang in there. And like Annie mentioned, anything you can do to support the Playhouse right now is appreciated. I think the easiest thing to do, like she said, if you bought a ticket, don't ask for a refund. You know, just donate that back to the Playhouse if the show does end up getting canceled. So, Annie, good luck.
Every bit of that is going to help. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to let people know about that.
All right. Well, keep us updated. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
You betcha. Okay. Take care, Tyler.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.